Welcome to the Already Worthy podcast. For those that want to remember their worth, reignite their soul, and live their most fulfilling version of life. This is for you. Hello, Already Worthy listeners. I am so very happy to be back here. It's been maybe 3 months since I have posted a podcast. The fall of 2023 held a lot of transformative situations for myself, especially revolving around health, revolving around boundaries, revolving around taking care of myself first, which is a hard thing to do if you're a mama, if you're a high-achieving woman. Sometimes the self-care takes the back seat, and I had the universe tell me to knock that out, knock that ish out. That's not okay, especially if you are wanting to up-level your life or go for certain goals or things that require a bunch of your energy. They require you to build the framework to support that level of energy that you need to work on said goal, said mission, or wherever your heart is at the moment of what you're working on. So it was a time, let me tell you, for the first time in my life, I really experienced times of insomnia, intense anxiety, panic attacks, and all of these symptoms were happening, and it's almost like I didn't recognize myself. But what I did recognize is that I had been putting my health on the back burner for a while. When it came to work, when it came to kids, when it came to trying to keep up the house, and all of these things and aspects about life where you're just trying to keep up and do your best, but sometimes you put yourself on the back burner. And what's so tricky about that is that, you know, we have these expectations or these ideas of how this thing called life should go, how our house should look and feel, where our workout should fit in. And in times we want it, at least for me, growing up as a gymnast and having a perfectionism kind of trait in there, very much recovering from that still. But with that, I had all these expectations on what it should look like, and that I wouldn't feel good about my work, about my working out situation, about my house until like things felt in order. When the fact of the matter is, like, life, especially with two toddlers, is not going to feel in order, right? It's going to feel chaotic. And even if you don't have toddlers, like, this, it seems, is a theme that in life, sometimes we're searching for so much order, but what we really need to focus on is finding the bliss in the chaos, right? Finding the pause, finding the one space in your house where you're like, oh, I'm so proud of that. Like right now I'm looking at my mantle. It's decorated for Christmas and it's so beautiful and so simple. Everywhere around though, it looks like a little bit of an explosion happened in here. But as far as the mantle, it's bringing me peace right now. So searching for those little things that bring you peace. Or rather than like a full workout happening, are you doing 20 squats while you're brushing your teeth? So I've had to readjust my mind so much as to, you know, if I can't fit it in this way, then like it's not worth it. So I've had to reframe it and really be like, where can I make these little moments that I have more impactful, more intentional, so that I can go about designing the life that I want to design while also staying present and being available for my children, my husband, those things in life that I find truly important or that light up my soul. So needless to say, it has been a thing. I am still very much working through a lot of it, but I think the biggest piece of it is bringing clarity. Like when we hit these kind of rock bottom, mini rock bottoms, they bring forth clarity. They're an opportunity to reassess, realign. They are sucky in the moment, 1,000%, but they bring forth an opportunity to reflect. And as I went through some of my notes, as I'm reading a bunch of different books, as I do, there's this one, I forget what the cycle of this is called, but it's basically when an individual sees a vision for their life, is excited about it, and then what actually happens. So like if you have this goal and you're like, yes, I can see it, I want it, and you start to take actions towards that dream, there's actually these four phases that you go through, and you go through this many a times in your life with a variety of things that are, you know, happening at various stages in your life. So the first phase is the go for it phase. You're excited about it. You're taking action towards your dreams. It feels in alignment. And then it's almost like the honeymoon phase of that like idea or whatever. Kind of the honeymoon phase dies down or goes away a little bit. And so phase two is actually called like the doldrums, where you're like, okay, going back into this unsure, you're a little unhappy, maybe you're tired, burning out, you're experiencing a lot of dissatisfaction, you know, in areas of your life. But this phase is supposed to be the wake-up call, to be like, hey, hello. That thing that you wanted, that goal that you were thinking about earlier, this is, again, a reminder as to why you need to take action on it. Phase three, though, is really kind of cool because for me, in my life, I'm in like this phase two to phase three. So phase two being the doldrums, where like things feel like you're trudging through the mud and you're like, okay, something is not in alignment, not working. And yes, that's accurate because it's, again, reminding you of that dream that you had or that goal that you have. So phase three, moving into phase three, that's cocooning. So you're going inward. You're taking an emotional time out. This is like engaging a part of the transformational kind of like process of like whatever goal you're working on, whatever phase of life, whether that's health oriented, whether that's career oriented, whether that's just like your way of living kind of oriented. So during this cocooning phase, this is it, like where you may dive into meditating, journaling, reflection. It's like that introspection time. And then phase four is like the getting ready phase, where you're like, okay, yep, I'm getting ready. I'm going to launch myself into this new chapter. And this is where you're like actually going to take the action, and you're going to test the path, and you're going to experiment, and you're going to learn, and you're going to train. And it starts the, like, I guess if you visualize a train that's like just starting, an old school train here, where it's like just started spinning their wheels to then start to pick up traction and pick up speed. So again, I don't recall where, I know it's a specific book I was reading. I have it in my notes, and that's what I'm reading from right now. But I wanted to bring this up because it's a thing. Like, okay, cool. So when we sometimes feel, you're like, I don't know about you all, but sometimes I'll feel maybe not alone in this kind of process, but sometimes, right? And like just this life. And I'm like, is anyone else kind of like going through this? Well, in fact, they are, because there's an entire phase and like theory around it. So it's a thing. But I can see this part of my, like, in my current phase of life, like, where I'm at. Like, again, phase two, the doldrums. Like, I was experiencing these health issues. Like, just this, I really believe, this really intense wake-up call situation. And then for the past, like, month or so, I've totally been in a space of cocooning, where I have, like, kind of taken a time out, taken a rest off of social media. And so I feel like I'm just moving from the cocooning into like phase four of getting ready to like launch this new chapter of my dreams and of my goals around helping individuals with worthiness concepts and feeling already worthy because they are a human and they exist and not being defined by a career, by who their significant other is, by their children. And it's kind of this really wild thought because we identify with so many things that impact us. But how do we align our worth and ground in our worth so incredibly much that no matter the storm, we're so rooted in who we are and what we believe to be true about life and what lights our soul on fire, that like, you're just like, if there's something that comes at you, you're like, eh, okay, bug on a windshield kind of situation. It happened. Sorry, bugs. I am sorry that for that analogy, but if you get what I'm saying, you're traveling. It's just, you're going fast. You're going places. It's just something that hits your windshield and you carry on. Was that morbid? Maybe. Again, I apologize, bugs. Anyway, gotten off track here. But I just wanted to go through that and talk about it because I think when we go through the doldrums phase where like things are really sucky, sometimes we feel like we have to start over. And I really, at least from what I've experienced, I really don't think like the starting over of something seems incredibly daunting to like repick something up or start something over. But more so if you just look at it like you're evolving. So it's one continuous journey of life. And there's ups and downs, peaks and valleys, whatever analogy you want. But you're not starting over. You're continuing. You're evolving. So you don't have to feel the pressure of it, something feeling daunting, or let's say like with New Year's resolutions coming up and whatnot. Like, yes, it's a time for refresh and realignment, but you don't have to start over. You can evolve because everything that you've been through, everything that might have been extremely challenging and maybe your not so favorite part of life was building the foundation, was building up to the moment of where you are maybe taking action on that dream or on that goal. So it's all very serving, even though in it, it is so incredibly hard, so hard. And there are times where, you know, you probably just feel like what the blankety blank is actually happening. And at least for my experiences, at least from my most recent experience, like it was full realignment. And I think that there's times where we don't listen to ourselves. Like we have these nudges or these like inklings or like, I should do that. But then you don't. And I was just having coffee with like a friend this morning and I told her, I was like, I like when I have an idea or something that I'm, you know, looking at or wanting to work on, I let it marinate like way too long. So if like this was a meat situation, like by the time the meat was served, it'd be so salty and too flavored that you wouldn't want it, rather than letting the idea come forth, marinate it a little bit, and then start to send it out into the world. Because I think when we marinate things too long in our brains, we start second guessing, we put so much pressure, we think that everything has to be in alignment before we start it. And that's really like not the case, because just in your transformation of like these phases, you will make mistakes along the way. You will have, I think they, you know, in writing, right, they call it the, I'm not gonna cuss on here because, you know, I'm going to keep it PG, but they call it the ishy, you get what I'm saying, the itty first draft, and everyone should be entitled to that first draft to then build upon. It's a lot easier to build upon a draft than throwing something away and starting again because you didn't like your first draft, right? that is the concept of, you know, when you're doing some intense writing, is that you're building, you're reflecting, you're realigning, you're getting clarity every time that you provide a draft or complete a draft. So it's truly like shedding away what's no longer serving you in the moments where you feel defeated, where you feel tired, where you feel burnt out. And they're all signs and suggestions of where in your life you feel that something is not lining up. Something needs to be changed for the betterment of your health, for the betterment of your relationship. Because in my transition here of like being in the doldrums, I really had to get like granular. I think that's how you say it, granular. I really had to get like down to the wire, like specific on life and life's purpose. And so I started reading Miriam Williamson's A Return to Love. And basically what it came down to for me is that we get to experience a super cool life doing a lot of cool things. But my most beautiful moments in life are when I feel love and connection and just feel so in alignment with exactly where I'm meant to be, which is connecting with people on topics that I hope are helping them like live their best life in the best way. And yes, this means in an abundant way. Yes, this means financially. Yes, this means health, but it also means showing up every day and doing a practice and a ritual that is reminding you of what lights your soul up. Who lights your soul up and that feeling, like, because those are the magic moments of life, right? When we get a chance to laugh to tears with a best friend or experience love or deep connection or helping someone, right? So I had to get really down to the basics of my purpose, my purpose in life. And it was all around love. And that's why Miriam Williamson's Return to Love, like a reflection on A Course in Miracles. It's a good one. I recommend it. It helped me significantly during my doldrums phase. So to wrap this beautiful, slightly lengthy podcast up, just wherever you are in these phases where like you are in this like go for it mentality where like, I'm going to do this thing, I'm going to have this type of life, this is my purpose. And then you know, go into phase two, which is a little bit of like the unsure, the uncertainty, but you're getting the wake-up call. This is the wake-up call that says, yes, confirm your idea, your way of life is actually a thing. So yes, let's pursue it. And then moving into phase three of cocooning and like taking care of you and that time to kind of like just digest and shed away what's not serving you, but that introspection of journaling on this, meditating, laying the foundation for what you will absolutely need to move into like this launch phase, like the getting ready to launch phase, which is the phase four. We're going to launch the new chapter and you are going to experiment in whichever way you're doing, but you're taking the action and the train is starting to go. So wherever you are in that, guess what? Lots of people are too. So it is a thing. You are not alone. But through all of it, through any phase, I think what is the most beneficial is finding the places in your soul and in your heart where you feel so rooted and going back to that feeling or what you feel to be true, whether that is something that you have experienced, or maybe you haven't experienced, but you have a vision and it's so deeply ingrained and you can feel it, to trust it, to identify it, and to hold it close to you. Because like in this, you know, I kind of envision it like the concept of worthiness, like in feeling worthy, like an anchor, like being so incredibly rooted in your worth and your worthiness, that like you are worthy because you're a human on this planet, because you are breathing, because you are showing up and listening to this podcast. You are worthy of growth and love and support and the magic that life is. And feeling so worthy in that, that that's your anchor. No matter the storm above in the sea, right? Or in the ocean, waves up top, knocking the boat around, you are still rooted and anchored in your worth. So it can be, you know, the hustle and bustle of life, what's happening externally. But when you go below the surface, it gets quiet, right? Like underneath water. And when you're in water, everything gets kind of quiet and slows down. And there's some clarity, even though there's a crazy storm up at the top. So just know that future podcasts, we're going to dive into creating this worthiness anchor, as I will call it. And there are going to be more podcasts out there around worthiness affirmations, around meditations, around this concept that you are so incredibly worthy, being so rooted in yourself and who you are, that doesn't depend on your career, that doesn't depend on how you showed up as a parent that day. Of course, you know, best intentions. We try our best, right? But just because, you know, something isn't going right in your life, or you're not 100% happy with an area of your life, does not mean your worth is reflected in that. Your performance and how you are doing, yes, those things make you feel good, but they are not indicative of your worth. You are worthy already, just as you breathe. So, lovely humans, I hope you take a moment to breathe today. Take a moment for yourselves, a moment of peace and quiet, even if that's for like 2 minutes. You know, mama, if you gotta go to the restroom and just close the door and take a moment to just turn inward and provide reassurance to yourself that you are safe, that you are on the path to wellness, creating your best life, having the best relationships and the best scenario, and it's all there for you because you're already worthy of it. All right. Have the best holiday season, beautiful souls. And I will possibly release this, of course, before Christmas, but I might release another podcast before the new year as well. TBD, you know, I'm kind of letting my soul guide me. God is guiding, universe is showing. So anyways, thanks.